Chapter 41. I waited for the sun to come up before signaling the people surrounding our building, figuring that whoever was in charge out there was probably sleeping and would be in more of a mood to negotiate if he weren't dragged from his bed at 2 in the morning. It also took me a little time to get used to the idea that I would be doing hostage negotiation from the side of the hostages. It just seemed weird somehow, and it took me some time to adjust. After the sun rose, though, there I was again, waving the kid's t-shirt, first in the window, and then reaching outside to wave it so that everyone outside could hopefully see it. "In the building!" a voice yelled. "We see the white flag! What is it you want?" "I'd like to talk with whoever is in charge out there. See if we can't work out a solution so we can all go home." "How do you intend to have this talk?" "I'm coming out." "Come on out. Promise not to shoot me?" There was a pause that was a lot longer than I would have liked. But the voice finally said, "Yeah, come on out. We won't shoot you."
"Don't worry," Williams said, clapping me on the back. "I've got my best sniper on the roof. If they shoot you, he has orders to kill them in return."
"And that's supposed to help me how?" Williams shrugged.
"Won't help you much at all, but it will be one fewer asshole we have to get past."
I frowned at him and headed toward the door, but stopped on the way to point out the building that held their headquarters. "Come get me if I don't come back, okay?" Williams shrugged again.
"If that's what the boss says to do."
That also wasn't very helpful, but I opened the door and walked out into the main campus area for the college. Someone waved me over to another one of the buildings, and I jogged over, feeling pretty naked in the killing zone between the two forces. I wasn't scared, I just didn't want to be standing in the open if someone decided they didn't feel like honoring the truce. The man led me into the building and relieved me of my pistol, then led me down a corridor and into an office space, where 3 men were waiting for me at a conference table. One man sat at the end of the large wooden table, while the other 2 men stood behind him, one on each side, with rifles at port arms, like he was some sort of third world dictator.
"I understand you want to talk,"
the man said with no preamble.
"What is it you want to talk about?"
"Hi," I said. "I'm Joshua Collins. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?"
"The person that holds your life in his hands. What do you want?"
"We'd like to leave with no further injuries to either side."
"Sure,"
the man said.
"Give us the guy in the orange shirt and the guy that joined you last night, and the rest of you can all leave."
As Luke Boudreau was the only person I'd seen in an orange shirt, I knew that wasn't going to happen. Nor did I particularly feel like turning myself in to him.
"Sorry,"
I said, "but I can't give you those people. What I can do is tell you that so far the men in that building have been holding back. If they really wanted, they could have killed all of you whenever they pleased."
"They ain't so tough,"
the man to the right of the leader said. "I killed one of them on the way in."
"Then you're a very lucky man," I replied.
"Those men are..." I didn't think they'd know what agents were, so I fed them something I figured they would. "Special forces troopers. And they could come assault you guys whenever they wanted."
"I doubt they could," the leader said. "Or they already would have done it."
He shrugged.
"That's my bottom line. The guy in the orange shirt and the guy who arrived last night. Give me them, and the rest can leave."
"Can't do it," I said. "But I can trade you weapons, ammo, and food for our freedom."
"Got plenty of all those. The 2 men or nothing."
"I can't give you them."
"Then we have nothing left to talk about,"
the leader said.
"Get him out of here."
The toughs led me back through the outer office where several people were now standing around talking. One turned around, and it was the kid from the night before.
"That's him,"
he yelled, pointing at me.
"That's the guy that killed Kenny."
That was all I managed to say. Something hit me in the back of the head, and the lights went out across this fallen world.